Joining me now is NPR's Jackie Northam, who is in Orlando. Tell us where the storm is heading.
Renee, the storm is still spinning off the western coast of Florida right now, and it is heading in a northwest direction and is planning, or they expect it to land on something, St. George's Island in the Panhandle. And this is expected to happen later on today. Now, it is getting a little bit stronger as it moves along, and the winds are expected to hit about 65 miles an hour, so they could get walloped there, which is what we saw in many parts of the Florida Peninsula.
And are more people being told to evacuate?
Yes, that's right. So far, evacuations have begun in four counties in Florida's panhandle. Now, this is on top of the 2.8 million people who were told to evacuate off the Florida Peninsula as Francis started heading towards this area. That was huge. It was the largest in Florida's history. People, you know, went to hotels. Some people decided to stay in their homes, but well over 100,000 people went into shelters here. There was more than 400 shelters that were opening up. I went to one yesterday. I'm here in Orlando, and I went to one yesterday, and people, the storm, the main part of the storm had passed, but it was still very windy and driving rain, but people were just clamoring to get out. They just wanted to get home. They'd had enough of being around people they didn't know for several days, and they really wanted to assess some of the damage, if there was any at all, to their homes. So, they're just picking up on that end now.
And have you got preliminary damage totals yet?
Well, you know, there are some estimates, certainly. It's looking about $2.5 billion so far. And again, these are very preliminary numbers that we're looking at here. That's for Hurricane Francis. Hurricane Charley was much more than that. It was $7 billion. So it's a lot. And we're looking at several sectors. Of course, we're at the Labor Day weekend, and this should be a huge money-making weekend for Florida, what with its theme parks, SeaWorld, Disney World, that type of thing. And of course, this hurricane played havoc with that, although it is expected that some of the theme parks may open tomorrow, Labor Day. But the other area that's getting hit is the citrus industry, and Francis made landfall in the area called Indian River Citrus District, and that's along the Atlantic coast, and that's where three-quarters of Florida's grapefruit is grown. So this had a huge impact on that. There's no real numbers coming out there. But when Hurricane Charley hit 3 weeks ago, President Bush asked for $225 million to help with the citrus growers then. So he's expected to ask for a lot more now. Of course, the one industry that is going to get a boost is the Florida's construction industry, because there is a lot of rebuilding to do here.
The areas that were hit hard, as you said, just over 3 weeks ago by Hurricane Charley, were they hit again with Francis?
Yes, there was some crisscrossing, throughout central Florida. You know, Charley came in sort of from a west-east, and Francis went from a east-west. And so there was a crisscross in the middle. So there is a lot of rebuilding there. You know, there's just, things like causeways are still closed right now. People's homes are damaged. Certainly businesses need a lot of repair as well. So, you know, there is a lot of rebuilding to go on here. The other thing, too, is that, you know, there still isn't power yet. As Adam said, 5 million people still do not have power here. So there is a lot. And at the same time, there's curfews because, you know, many of the counties say, keep people off the streets. We have to get this work done. So that's how we stand right now.
And just
ever
so briefly,
I must say, it could have been much worse if this storm had stayed as a Category 4. As you know, it was downgraded to a Category 1. So they did get some relief that way here.
Thanks very much. NPR's Jackie Northam in Orlando. More coverage of Francis's impact on Florida is at npr.org.